never thought I'd be this way, but I think in a way our future is predetermined. Once you land in this place, I'm from this place, but I'm not of it. So I wasn't born here, but I'm now living here. And I think your path to the future is guided by something higher than yourself.
Yan ang tinig ni Dr. Zenny Edwards, OAM, o recipient ng Order of Australia Medal, para sa kategorya ng serbisyo sa komunidad at heritage preservation. Naniniwala si Dr. Edwards na ang ating kinabukasan ay itinadhana simula pa lamang nang tayo'y ipinanganak. Isa lamang si Dr. Zenny Edwards sa mga Pilipinas sa Australia na patunay sa galing at kakayahan ng mga kababaihan sa pamumuno at sa mga larangan na kadalasay dinodominahan ng mga kalalakihan. Si Dr. Zenny Edwards ay isang architectural historian at award-winning author at biographer.
I was headhunted to work for a publishing company, and I worked as a sub-editor for Angus and Robertson Publishers. Where I learned how the Australian list, so that's how I became acquainted with Australian literature and history and all that.
Sa kanyang 48 taon na paninirahan sa Australia, na patunayan ni Dr. Edwards ang kanyang galing sa pamumuno. Siya ang kasalukuyang pangulo ng Institute for Global Peace and Sustainable Governance, na isang organisasyon sa Australia na tumutulong sa mga kabataan sa kanilang pag-aaral at pananaliksik. Nakapokus sa edukasyon at suporta sa komunidad, partikular sa mga issue na may kinalaman sa kapayapaan at pandaidigang pamamahala o global governance. Malawak ang karanasan ni Dr. Edwards sa pamamahala kasama sa mga tungkulin na kanyang hinawakan ang pagiging pangulo ng National Trust of Australia, NSW. Naging pinuno din siya ng UN Women Australia NSW Chapter na siyang United Nations Entity for Gender Equality and the Empowerment of Women. Naging trustee din siya ng Women's Plans Foundation, isang charitable trust na nagtataguyod ng family planning component para sa lahat ng overseas aid programs sa Asia-Pacific region. Sinabi ni Dr. Edwards na hindi naging madali na maabot ang lahat ng kanyang narating at patunay siya sa mga naging hamon din para sa maraming kababaihan na makapasok sa larangan ng pamamahala. Nitong nagdaang weekend, isa si Dr. Zenny Edwards sa mga panauhin para sa ginanap na International Women's Day event sa Sydney na pinangunahan ng Adhika Incorporated, isang network ng mga community broadcasters at presenters sa New South Wales na pinamamahalaan ni Josie Musa.
With great support from the consulate, the Philippine Embassy, various community organizations and sponsors, Adhika has been able to undertake IWD events for the last 8 years to pay tribute to women and celebrate their contributions to society, as well as for girls to ensure that they grow up empowered to take on challenges along the way.
Ginawa ang event sa pagpapatuloy ng selebrasyon ng International Women's Month ngayong Marso at para talakayin ang mga mahalagang issue na mahalaga sa mga kababaihan at sa pagkakapantay-pantay sa lahat ng kasarian o gender equality.
The United Nations observance of IWD theme for International Women's Day, 8 of March 2023, is Digital, Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality.
At sa ilalim ng temang Digital Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality, iniha-highlight ng United Nations Observance of International Women's Day 2023 ang pangangailangan para sa mas inclusive at transformative na teknolohiya at digital education.
It recognizes and celebrates the women and girls who are championing the advancement of transformative technology in digital education. UN IWD 2023 explores the impact of the digital gender gap on widening economic and social inequalities. The event also highlights the importance of protecting the rights of women and girls in digital spaces and addressing online and ICT-facilitated gender-based violence.
Binalangkas ni Philippine Special Trade Representative to Australia, Alma Argayoso, ang importansya ng selebrasyon ng International Women's Day ngayong Marso sa larangan ng kalakalan. Binanggit din niya ang ilang hamon na kinakaharap ngayon ng lipunan sa hanay ng teknolohiya.
It's a good reminder about the challenges that still remain. And in my role as a government official working on improving our trade and economic interest with Australia, I think it is in the context of the challenges that we face, particularly women, but also men, in today's business environment post-pandemic. And as mentioned a while ago about the, you know, the theme of the UN Women and the UN United Nations, it's all about digitalization, right? So digital innovation and technology for gender equality. So digital for all. In the Philippines, we say sana all, right? Sana all. Sana po lahat tayo marunong gumamit ng digital technologies and merong affordable access to digital technologies and the skills and confidence to actually use them. And, you know, because we need them to thrive and prosper in today's digital environment.
Dagdag ni Argayoso na ang tema ng pagdiriwang ng Araw ng Mga Kababaihan ay nakalinya din sa hangarin ng Pamahalaang Pilipinas tungo sa pag-unlad sa larangan ng science and technology at pag-unlad ng mga small, medium and micro businesses sa Pilipinas para maabot ang mas malawak at mas maraming komunidad gamit ang teknolohiya.
This is aligned with the Philippine government's development goals in propelling the country's industrialization driven by science, innovation, or technology, and technology, or STI, and also upskilling, upscaling, upgrading the capacity of our small, medium, and micro enterprises in the Philippines through digital transformation to enable them to reach wider communities and wider markets. And in DTI, we have a lot of programs to, you know, that addresses all of these challenges, like the information tools that we have in the Philippines, like tech tools, digital maturity kits, all of these things. Plus, we partner with companies like Facebook, Google, Canva, to really upskill our entrepreneurs, especially the women entrepreneurs.
Sa Australia, mahigit 50% ng kabuuang populasyon ng Australia ay mga kababaihan at batang babae. Tinataya namang 47% ng lahat ng mga empleyado sa Australia ay binubuo ng mga kababaihan. Ilang positive development naman ang nasaksihan para sa bilang ng mga kababaihan sa hanay ng boards sa mga kumpanya na nakalista sa ASX o Australian Securities Exchange. Nakita ang pagdami ng mga kababaihan na kasama sa board ng mga ASX-listed companies mula sa 8.3% noong 2009, naging 26.2% ito noong taong 2017. Bahagi umano ito ay dahil sa diversity policy na ipinapatupad ng ASX Corporate Governance Council noong 2010. Pero patuloy pa rin ang mga hamon na kinakaharap ng mga kababaihan pagdating sa pagkakapantay-pantay sa hanay ng corporate leadership at sa larangan ng science and technology. Bukod sa mga hamon sa lakas paggawa, binigyang diin din ni Philippine Ambassador to Australia, Maria Helen de la Vega, ang mga pang-araw-araw na hamon na kinakaharap sa mga profesyon na may kaugnayan sa teknolohiya, hindi lamang sa pagbibigay lakas sa paggamit ng technology, kundi sa kabuuang lakas ng teknolohiya para maging daan ng pagbabago.
Tech-related careers are more likely to face online harassment and violence. This limits not only their digital empowerment, but also the transformative power of technology as a whole. Online violence forces women and girls to self-censor and deplatform, limiting their ability to engage and participate virtually. We need to use technology to create a more sustainable and equitable future for all. The topic of today's forum on how to use the power of influential leadership to drive inclusiveness and gender equity is very fitting.
Sinabi din ni Ambassador de la Vega ang pang-araw-araw na nararanasan ng mga kabataang babae at mga kababaihan para sa malayang paggamit ng technology.
The internet is a powerful tool to magnify a positive image that can be used to effect change in society. When leaders use their influence, it creates a ripple effect that spreads throughout the community. Leadership, however, is not limited to people in positions of power or influence. Everyday leadership matters. So it's not just me, the ambassador, or Consul General Charmaine, or Vice Consul Frances, or Vice Consul Angela, or even the leaders that we find here right now in this room.
Umaasa naman si Philippine Ambassador De La Vega na magamit ng bawat isa ang kapangyarihan ng technology sa paggawa ng mabuting pagbabago at maka-impluwensya sa iba. Mahalaga din anya ang pagbabago ng mindset.
Inclusivity and gender equity are complex issues that require a multifaceted approach and a shift, actually, in mindset. It is our hope that this forum will provide a platform to learn from one another and share best practices.
Tunay nga na marami pang maaaring gawin at kailangang isa-aksyon para sa higit na pakikibahagi ng mga kababaihan sa larangan ng teknolohiya. Pero sa mga selebrasyon na tulad ng International Women's Day at Month, nakikita natin ang unti-unting pagsulong. Ako si Ana Limvilata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.